Yes,
ma'am.
And I don't have the idea of where come out from on that surgery because my heart, I don't expect would have stood that.
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. don't want me to have surgery as long as I don't just purely have to have it.
Yes, ma'am. One thing I wanted to ask you about, did people around here set up a still out in the woods and make their own whiskey?
They sure did. They used to do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. What do they call that stuff?
Called it moonshine. I don't think I ever saw any, but I heard of a lot of it.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, my husband didn't drink, didn't fool with liquor, and my boys didn't. And so I just never, and my brothers didn't, as long as I was at home. I don't know what they done or if they got scattered all over the world. But I've never had to be worried with nothing like that. And but I know I've had some neighbors around here that people told me they was making it and selling it. And they've got to, I reckon they made that stuff. Loretta, do you remember anything about something they used to drink in here they called Jake?
No,
make
I just remember.
They called it Jake.
About someone having
you know,
Jake
so
lady.
Many folks got crippled.
Yeah.
Got that what's called Jake.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how they got it. I don't know where they made it or ordered it or what.
I don't
know. They got that from drinking bad whiskey?
It was something, it weren't whiskey, but it's something, they just called it Jake. And I don't know what it was. I never seen none. But now I have seen several men that was crippled bad. And there's one at McGee right now, Homer just drags his feet. He's the crippledest thing, you know, from drinking that mess.
You ever heard that stuff called shinny or white lightning?
Yeah. And I, gin, ain't it?
There is a liquor called gin. Yeah.
Well, I've heard of that. I never heard of gin.
Well, white
shinny.
Lightning is what they call,
What is white lightning?
This old white
that old bootleg liquor?
That they just make. Mm-hmm. Still whiskey.
Now, would white lightning and moonshine be the same thing?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask you about some different kinds of fruit. You have many fruit trees growing around here?
We used to have lots of fruit trees. We've got some kind of scale in this country now that makes it hard to have fruit trees. We had a big orchard out here on our farm. We had pears and several different kind of peaches and apples and plums and the longest row of grapevines. Well, there's 2 or 3 acres of it. And some kind of a something they called it a Sanjo scale got into it and killed every bit of it. And Papa sprayed it with everything that anybody would tell him spray it with. We got to have them county agents to try to tell us something. But I don't think there's any cure for it. I've never heard of it.
Mm.
And there's not too many fruit trees in this country, is there?
No, I think has more peach trees.
I believe he does too.
Than anybody else right around in this area.
Now my son at Cleary has got these dwarf apple trees, and his pear trees are not dwarfs, are they? And he gives me all of, me and my sister-in-law right here, and give Lori some too. All the pears and apples that we want to put up every year.
Yes, ma'am.
And they haven't anything struck here yet to kill them. I don't know, it may yet.
Do you have this type of peach around here with the meat real tight against the seed?
Yeah, that's what we call a press.
Mm-hmm. What about that other type that's, you know,
that are turned loose? We call them clear seed.
Clear seed. You mentioned that you had some cherry trees growing around here?
Yeah, there's cherry trees grows all over this country.
Yes, indeed.
What would you call that hard inside part of a cherry that you might crack a tooth on if you bit down?
I reckon you'd call it a seed.
And for a peach, the...
Yeah, but peach, now them thing in peaches, we sure call them seeds, so, peach seed.
I see. Is there anything inside the seed?
Yeah, there's a little thing in there they call a kernel.
Did people around here ever slice up apples or peaches and set them out in the sun to dry?
Yeah. I've dried them. My mother used to dry them. Dried fruit's good.
What do you use that for?
Make pies. Tarts, mostly. Them kind you roll up and fry.
Yes, ma'am. Use dried fruit for that?
Mm-hmm.
I see. When I was asking you about the different kind of nuts, I forgot to ask if there were any walnuts or almonds around here.
Now, I don't know of any almonds. Do you, Lori?
No.
But now, I know of several people that...